I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition for a Saturday. Good morning. Local historian Donald Clare shares stories from his new book, Rabbit Hash Kentucky, River-Born Kentucky Bread, a little later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 15 minutes, you'll learn about the Western Wildlife Corridor in Hamilton County from President Tim Sisson. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Ohio's election chief has appealed a ruling by a federal court that reinstates the final three early voting days in the battleground state. Secretary of State John Houston this week asked the U.S. Supreme Court to make the final decision on whether the state legislature or federal court should set Ohio election laws. Houston, a Republican, also asked the court to delay the lower court's decision while it decides whether to take the case. The 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated early voting on the 3 days before Election Day, returning discretion to local boards of elections. President Barack Obama's campaign and Democrats had sued Houston and Ohio's Attorney General over part of a law cutting off early voting for most residents on the Friday evening before a Tuesday election. In the choice between austerity and raising taxes, Hamilton County commissioners are choosing to make do with less. The board is reviewing three budget proposals for 2013. Two call for a 0.25% sales tax increase, while the third does away with some services to focus on public safety and the courts. The idea of raising taxes isn't going over well. Commissioner Todd Portoon.
We need a long-term plan that is based on a variety of factors, shared services, reformed or retooled county operations, reprioritization of what we do, as well as raising revenues, but raising revenues through positive economic activity.
All three commissioners say they'll craft alternative budget proposals. Three public meetings are scheduled for later this month. Meanwhile, public safety and the courts take up the largest portion of Hamilton County's general fund budget. Outgoing Sheriff Simon Lease has repeatedly said he'll have to reduce staff and services if his budget is cut. With the county facing a $20 million deficit, Commission President Greg Hartman says everyone will feel the pinch, including the Sheriff's Department.
There's no way, the way I see these numbers in this budget and balancing the numbers in the 2013 budget without affecting the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department is going to need to be a participant in continuing to seek efficiencies to balance the 2013 budget.
Hartman also says he doesn't support using county reserves to shore up the budget for 1 year. Portoon says he'd consider lowering the county's reserve balance policy if it were part of a multi-year budget stability plan. State Representative Clayton Luckey has been indicted on 49 criminal counts. The Dayton Democrat has been charged by a grand jury with theft in office, money laundering, and falsification. The FBI and the Franklin County prosecutor say Luckey had such an elaborate scheme to divert $130,000 from his campaign war chest to personal use. He's also been hit with a first-degree felony, engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity. Conviction on that count alone could meet a prison term of 11 years. FBI agent Ed Hanko says Luckey consistently submitted forged documents with the signature of a fake campaign treasurer.
Every signature and every submission he made since 2006 was false. So, in my mind, it's a very simple case. We all learned this as children. You don't cheat, lie, or steal. And when you're elected official, that goes even tenfold.
Prosecutors say one strong piece of evidence against Luckey is a $625 check that was made out to the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, but was deposited by Luckey into his personal account. Clayton Luckey originally planned to run for re-election this year, but when it was clear he was being investigated, he dropped out of the race. Still, his current term doesn't end until January. That fact, plus the indictment, has prompted the Republican Speaker of the House, Bill Batchelder, to call on Luckey to resign his seat now. The Cincinnati Art Museum is renovating and restoring the Art Academy on the building's west side. The first phase of the $18.4 million project should be complete early next year. Museum Director Aaron Betsky is excited about the new third-floor library space,
which is going to be where everyone can gather and learn about art or just have classes or just study. And we'll also have events there, and then you'll be able to come out in this balcony and look out over the city. So that space is really the whole point of the building. It's going to be completely lined with wood, so it's going to be a very warm space, and it will be where we think people will gather.
The reconstruction includes preserving the Art Academy's exterior. The building dates back to 1887, with walls as thick as up to 4.5 feet in places. Ohio education officials say they hope to release more school performance data in the next week. The school board voted this week to release the data in online spreadsheets. An investigation by the state auditor into the reporting of student attendance data has delayed the release of full performance reports. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.